What is it, chapter 3, Mishnah 7, Shlosha, Batim, Hain. There are three types of houses. This is going to go into more detail now, you know, whether the house was worshipped or it was an art, you know, there was only stuff worshipped in it, etc. So what are they? Ba'ashibana mitchila lavodazor. If the house was built entirely in the first place for idolatry, meaning that the house itself would be worshipped. Right? They built this house, they're going to worship the house. I don't know. I mean, interesting thing. Harezi Asr. So the house, it is forbidden. It's forbidden for benefit. And not only that, it's forbidden from the moment it's built. Even though they haven't even actually like inaugurated yet, the first worshipping hasn't happened yet. Forbidden for any benefit, that house. Sidoi Vekiroi La Avodah Zorah. If it was plastered or stuccoed, right? Type of plaster. Oh, the builder. So if it was plastered or stuccoed, or neutel mach, or vechidesh, or it was they renovated it in some way. So it was a normal house that was built for like residence or whatever. Then they came along at some point later and they renovated it for idolatry. So then neutel mach vechidesh, the Jew could just undo the renovation, and then he could get benefit from the rest because the initial house wasn't made for idol worship, so he could undo, basically, can remove what, but then he brings it over a cart, but if they actually had gone and worshipped the house, then the whole thing now becomes forbidden. So this is talking about before they actually worship it. Carries on the Mishnah. The next case, he says, hold on, the last case is where they just brought inside the house an idol. So now they're not actually going to worship the house itself, but they temporarily bring in the idol over there, and they're going to go inside and they're going to worship an idol in there. For Hitze, and then they take it out afterwards. Harezeh Mutter. So in this case, the house is permitted because now the idol's gone. They never actually worshipped the house, and it wasn't built for idolatry. So that's the most lenient case. And then you could get benefit from the house afterwards. Shlosha Avanim Haim, the three types of stones. What are they? Even Shechatzava Mitchila Lebimos, that they initially hewed, that when they cut the stone, they initially cut it to be the pedestal of an idol, and that's the most severe case. You can't get any benefit from it. Brings a kati, even if they haven't yet used it. Now they wanted to make it as the base for the idol. Harezi Asura, it's forbidden. Sida vechira l'shem avodah zarah. If it was plastered or stuccoed again for avodah zarah, so when they cut it, it wasn't initially going to be for avodah zarah. Now when they plaster it, they do it for avodah zarah vechidesh, or they did something. So again, noitel machidesh. You could undo the whatever was added, and then the Jew could get benefit. In the last case, if they just put a avodah zarah on top of the stone, they didn't like cut it initially, but they've now come afterwards. And then Vasilka, when they remove the avodah zarah, has a razor materet, that would be allowed to get benefit from the stone.
Not to use it.
After the idol's been taken away. You can now get any benefit from it. Yeah. Shlosh Asherah, there are three Asherah trees. You know, the trees that were worshipped. What are they? Ilan Shenitau Mitchil Shem Avodah Zarah. The worst kind is a tree that was planted right in the beginning with the intention of worshipping the tree. That's why they planted it. Harezi Asr. So the tree is forever forbidden. Gido Upislu Lashem Avodah Zarah. If he like cut it back, he pruned it for avodah zarah, vechilif, and then the new stuff grows. So he doesn't like replant the tree, but he like prunes it down, and he wants the new stuff to grow so that he can worship the new stuff. So then a Jew can come later, noitel mashe chilif. He can remove what was the new growth, and then he can get benefit from the tree. And the last case, the mitach avodah zarah ubitla. What happens is he puts an idol under the tree. Now he's not going to worship the tree itself. It's like the house case, he just puts the idol under the tree and he's going to worship the idol. Harezeh Mutter. So when the idol's gone, so now the tree is permitted. Ezeh Asherah, what is an Asherah? And now the Mishnah is going to introduce a machlokas in this last case. Kol sheyesh tachtei avodah zarah. Any tree which has underneath it an idol, that's called an Asherah tree. When they put an idol under a tree, that's an Asherah tree. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, no, kol sheyesh tachtei avodah zarah. that they, it's only where they worship the tree itself, not where they just put an idol under it. Masa Betzadan Beilan, and there was a story, Betzadan, in a place with a tree, Shayu Avdin Oiso, that they were worshipping the tree. So there was a tree that was being worshipped. Umatsu Tachtav Gal, and they found underneath the tree a pile of rubble. Amalim Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said to them, Bidku Es Hagal Hazeh, check out this pile, dig into the pile. Ubadugu, and they checked it out. Umatsu boy tsura, and I found like an idol in the pile under the tree. So then Amalahim, he said to them, Hoyal v'latsura hain oivdin. Since they were actually only worshipping the idol under the tree, and they weren't worshipping the tree itself, natelem esayalan. He permitted the tree, afterwards. After they removed the idol, so he permitted the tree over there.